Good. Rafa, job done in the end, but how much of an effect did that sending off have, do you think?
Job done, pleased for that, because we needed to get 3 points. But if you analyse the game, the first part of the game, we were pushing and creating some chances. Sorry. And at the beginning of the second half was the same. So I was pleased with the situation, with the approach of the team in the second half. And after the sending off, obviously, it gave us an advantage. But I think we were doing what we had to do. So it's not that, like the other day, you were not creating. We were pushing, we had free kicks, corners, and we were around. And I was pleased with that.
How disappointed were you having scored so early to then concede? Because you probably should have gone on to control the game.
Yeah, I think that we were doing well until we concede. We conceded, and then the game was a little bit open. We were talking about that half-time, to be sure that we were not giving them the chance, the hope that they could create something, they could play counter-attack. So the idea was to stay more compact and try to be more solid in defence and continue pushing. And I think that we did it.
You said before the game that you might need to be patient, which you were, but you also needed to be a bit quicker on the ball. Were you happy that maybe you did play with a bit more pace and intensity this time?
Yeah, we were quicker. Still, I think that we could do better, especially the second half. When they were playing with 10 players, we could do a little bit better and create even more chances. But happy in the end because we scored 3 goals, we won. And we finished the year at the top of the table. That is nothing because obviously Brighton has to play. But at least winning 17 games means that the team has done a lot of good things. Losing some games, we have to improve.
Dwight Gayle, another 2 goals for him. So he's pretty much scoring at a rate of a goal a game now, isn't he? So you can't really ask for much more from a striker.
No, not really. He's a great player, scoring goals, creating chances also for the teammates and working hard for the team. So a lot of positives for the team, for him and for all our fans. So really pleased because hopefully he can carry on and score more goals during the season.
How much more improvement do you feel there can be from this team?
I said in the last 2 or 3 press conference when they were asking me that they still have plenty of room for improvement, especially today, for example, to manage the situation. So when you are playing against 10 players, to control the game and manage in one way or another way is the big difference between the top side. So we have to learn a little bit and then we'll be better.
Blackburn Rovers next, an away trip coming quickly after this one. So you need to recover quickly and you know what a tough game you're going to have there, bearing in mind the result that they got up here.
Yeah, obviously we know that this will be tough. It's a very physical team and we are expecting this kind of approach from a lot of teams when we play, especially when we play away. So you have to be ready. Enjoy now these 3 points and then be ready as soon as possible.
Do you think your team is learning to cope better with physical teams?
Yeah, especially away. So our record away is really good. So we have this experience, but the manager normally wants to improve everything. So still I think that we can cope with this physicality a little bit better.
How important is it to be back on top of the table as well psychologically?
No, the main thing today was to get 3 points. So obviously we know that we are there, and it's good when you see the end of the year that your team at the top, but there's still a lot of games to play, and we have to be sure that the team continue progressing, continue improving, and continue being strong enough to go up. That is the main target.
And we're nearly in January now. Do you expect any activity either way in the January transfer window?
Maybe, but it's difficult to say because obviously players leaving, not too many, because we are not looking for selling players, and players coming, it depends if we can find the right player in the right position, and we'll try to do something to balance a little bit the team, especially because we have 3 players going to the Africa Cup Nations.
Okay, thank you.